Where is FIDO? Where is the functional impairment statement? What do we think the diagnosis is? Let's take a look at what this section says, and see about answering the questions in red. According to mother, Sarah throws and breaks household items when she does not get her way, yells and curses at authority figures, refuses to complete schoolwork assignments, or comply with home requests such as chores, provokes her siblings and peers at school, has been involved in physical fights with peers at school, does not accept responsibility for her actions, and has a low frustration tolerance. Mother also reported that Sarah has been extremely irritable, has low motivation, and her hygiene has decreased. Sarah reported that her mother exaggerates, and doesn't know what she is talking about. Per mother, Sarah began exhibiting the above-defined behaviors, at which time they occurred 2 to 3 times per week. The behavior subsequently increased to 1 time a day, 2 years ago after Sarah's sister died. In the past 7 months, they have intensified significantly and occur on a daily basis 2 to 3 times a day, and last approximately 3 hours per occurrence. Mother stated that the irritable mood, low motivation, and poor hygiene were evident during the past month approximately 3 times a week. The above symptoms and behaviors are described as severe in intensity and have interfered with Sarah maintaining healthy peer and adult relationships, and has jeopardized her schooling. She is at risk of failing the semester, and being expelled from school due to her 3 prior suspensions. Now that we have a picture of what is going on, let us pick out each component of FIDO. Frequency is noted a few times. You will see that 3 years ago, the defined behaviors occurred 2 to 3 times a week, and in the past 7 months they have increased to occurring on a daily basis, 2 to 3 times a day. Intensity is described as severe, by client and mother. Duration indicates that symptoms and behaviors last approximately 3 hours per occurrence. Onset is 3 years ago. Next question asks what impairments are being caused by the client's symptoms and behaviors. Here we see that client struggles to maintain healthy peer and adult relationships, and is also at risk of failing the semester and being expelled from school, due to 3 prior suspensions. Lastly, what do we think the diagnosis might be? Take note of the numerous defined behaviors. We will learn more about Sarah as we move along.